From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is away on assignment. President Bush said today that he wants Iraqis to take a more active role in governing their own country, and he sent U.S. Civil Administrator Paul Bremer back to Iraq to speed up the establishment of an Iraqi government. This comes after yesterday's attack by U.S. forces on a building in Baghdad. The U.S. military called the facility a meeting place for anti-American guerrilla forces. And here with us to discuss these events and what it all means is Slate's War Stories columnist, Fred Kaplan. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
So this U.S. military operation in Baghdad, it seems like a pretty big sign that the thinking in the White House and the Pentagon has changed. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, the thinking actually changed a little before this attack on the Italian compound. 2 days ago, General Sanchez, the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, appeared at a press conference and said very pointedly that what's going on in Iraq right now is a war, and that we would be stepping up the offensive, taking the fight to the safe havens of the insurgents. It was at this time that Bremer was also called back. So this is before the attack on the Italian compound. And what's going on is a realization, first, that attacks on Americans is going up, and if we're not going to pull out, we have to step up the fight against the insurgents because it's just untenable to keep just going out on convoys and getting attacked. But second, there's a realization, as spelled out in this new top-secret CIA report, that the Iraqi people are less and less sure that the Americans are going to win and are therefore, if not siding with the insurgents, at least accommodating them, at least, you know, not going up to Americans and saying, hey, there's an insurgent in my house next door. And so the realization has come home that the war isn't over. The war was never over. It's not post-war Iraq. This is Iraq War Phase 2.
And is that also why no clear leader has emerged to take over, no clear leader amongst the Iraqis?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about a clear leader, one thing that Saddam Hussein, one way that Saddam Hussein stayed in power for as long as he did was to make sure that no clear leader was ever waiting in the wings to destroy any organized opposition that might be bubbling from down under. There's no George Washington, there's no Karzai, and this makes the establishment of some real post-war order that's headed by Iraqis very difficult.
Increasingly, we hear the word Vietnam being thrown around. Do you see this as parallel?
Well, no, not really. I mean, in Vietnam, you had an established government. The North Vietnam was a power. Viet Cong were a massive, incredibly well-organized militia group that was thoroughly entrenched in South Vietnamese society. You also had a Geneva Treaty dating back decades, which called for unification of the two sides. And, you know, even on a good day in Vietnam, there were maybe a dozen GIs killed. And there's nothing like that going on here. So in terms of scale and magnitude, no, I don't think the two are at all alike. Also, from a moral view, I mean, one could make a case that North Vietnam was in the right. I don't think anybody, at least in the West, can sit back and say, yes, you know, I think Saddam Hussein's forces or the Islamic fundamentalists really should take over Iraq. At the same time, the Bush administration is in a situation where it doesn't have very many good options to pursue. It seems that we can't pull out, and so the dynamic is not a hopeful one. And in that sense, I think the term potential quagmire can be used. Quagmire can be in sand dunes as well as rice paddies. And in that sense, it's a very worrisome situation.
Fred Kaplan is Slate Magazine's War Stories columnist. Thanks so much.
Thank you.